Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to show you an interesting new feature in ASP.NET 4, and that is jQuery style syntax when programming against Microsoft's AJAX technology. So to get started, let's go ahead, fire up Visual Studio, and create a new empty ASP.NET web application. And we're going to need some scripts here, so I'm going to go out to my desktop, grab my standard scripts and styles directories, and drop them into my solution. And next, right-click on my solution, click Add New Item, and add a web form. Okay, now, here in my head section, we'll do as we frequently do, add my style.css file. And then, as you hopefully saw in the script loader quick hit video, we're going to go ahead and grab the start script, and we're going to grab the ACT register extended script, and now create a custom script block. Now, we're going to need a couple of HTML elements here, so I'm going to again use the watermark control, the client-side Microsoft AJAX control, but we're going to need a couple of things to put watermarks in. So let's and type equal text box. And we'll put two of them on the page. Now, here in my custom script block here, I'm going to go sys require. And if this is unfamiliar syntax to you, please go back and watch the script loader quick hit video, which will give you a quick introduction to the script loader. But here we're going to say sys.require. And we're going to pass in the array of required components or scripts that we're going to need. We're going to use the watermark control, and we're going to use the JScript library. I'm sorry, the jQuery library. So let's say scripts. jQuery. Right? That's all we need to do, and sys.require will be responsible for loading all the dependencies. Now, as I'd mentioned in the script loader video, there are additional arguments that are optional to sys.require. And in our case, we're going to use one. So you notice here that we can pass in a function of JavaScript code to be executed when all of the dependent resources are successfully loaded. So let's create an anonymous function to be executed. And in that anonymous function, we can use jQuery style syntax to create an instance of our watermark control. So notice, let's do that again just for emphasis sake. Notice here, I type the question mark. This is jQuery style syntax, and I have IntelliSense. Right? And we're going to specify that the fields that we're looking for will be the ones that are specified as required. And then we can specify the additional information. Right, so we're going to create the watermark control, and we're going to specify that the watermark text is just type here, and that the CSS is, and in our case, we're just going to type this in line. Right, so rather than specify an existing class, let's go ahead and just type it in line. And we'll say background color. Is red, and the text color is white. Okay, let's go ahead and run and see if we've made any typographic errors in our JavaScript syntax. And voila! So here we have our two text boxes with our watermarks in place. And the point here, of course, is that simply by using sys.require and including jQuery, we can now program, even though we're programming here against the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit client-side AJAX controls, we're using this convenient jQuery style syntax. So jQuery for lots of developers is becoming synonymous with AJAX and client-side development in a web application. So that's it. jQuery style syntax using ASP.NET client-side AJAX controls.